This is Heart to Heart Live. I do these Heart to Heart Live shows once a month. Usually it's the first Wednesday of the month at 10 o'clock my time, which is Pacific Standard Time. Mm-hmm. And I deal with all kinds of different topics. I'm a life coach, trainer, and business developer, and I love to connect with people. I'm also a minister. An ordained minister, and so a lot of what I bring content is scripture based, and it has a message that from the Bible. That's what we're going to talk about today, being strong and courageous. So anyway, I'm just really thrilled that everybody is here today, that you're joining me. And I just want to start off by saying many times it seems as though we live in a whirlwind, a storm, so to speak. And we forget that God is all powerful. We forget that Jesus calmed the sea as well as walked on water, among a few other things that we can read about in the Bible. We often are so overwhelmed with our circumstances that we forget that God is often holding us when we go through the storms of life. He will never leave us to walk through it alone. Sometimes, as you probably are aware of the footprints in the sand, poem that is so popular, during our most difficult times, he actually picks us up and carries us. And so that's why there's only one footprint in the sand, one set of footprints. So sometimes he holds us, holds our hand, but he never leaves us to walk alone. And that's what can be so it can be so overwhelming to know that he is with us, but at the same time, so overwhelming when we think that he's not there. So we're going to talk a little bit about God being with us and through the storms of our own personal lives. So I want to read a scripture. It's found in Matthew 14, 25 through 28. It says, "During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. 'It's a ghost,' they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, 'Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid.' 'Lord, if it is you,' Peter replied, 'tell me to come to you on the water.' 'Come,' he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, 'Lord, save me.' Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him." Can anybody identify with this? You've been in a situation in your life where you are afraid. Yes, I see that hand. Yes, absolutely. We're afraid because the storm is raging around us. We feel like we're in a whirlwind. I certainly have been there in different times in my life, and it is frightful. It is scary. But the Lord is right there with us, and he lifts us up. He holds our hand. He cries out to us, and he says for us to come. And just like Peter, come, he took that step of faith, and he walked on water, came to Jesus. That was a pretty incredible thing that he did. So there's an open door before you. Imagine an open door before you. Do you walk through it? Do you close the door? Do you consider the possibilities of what is the worst and the best thing that could happen? Do you have doubts and fears about what's on the other side? The open door for Peter was to walk on water. Jesus was asking him to come. It made absolutely no sense. In the natural, his natural response was fear that he might drown. I can imagine if that was me, I would probably be just like Peter and be afraid. And yet he took the step of faith. He experienced a supernatural event that impacted his life forever. And that's why we're talking about it today. Even when he began to falter, Jesus was right there to grab his hand and save him. So when we think about our steps of faith, a lot of times we think that those steps of faith are all up to us, that it's all up to us and we're the one responsible. And yet God knows our insecurities and our weaknesses. He knew Peter's fear. He knows our fear. He knows what's in us. He knows what we're afraid of. He also knows that when he presents an open door for us, all we have to do is take courage, and he will help us when we are afraid. That's what he did with Peter, and that's what he can do for us. I have kind of an amazing experience, and when I was 20 years old, which was just a few years ago, no, I'm not really. Anyway, I think about, it was like a lifetime ago. Today actually is my 42nd wedding anniversary. So it gives you an idea of how old I was. I got married at 22, but this was when I was 20. So before I got married, and there was an open door before me, and that door was to go to England and spend 6 months to a year in England living with my sister. She was stationed in the Air Force over in England. And I was a young 20-year-old just looking for adventure and nothing to tie me down. And so I decided to go. And it was interesting because as naive as I was at the time, I actually went there with $20 in my pocket, got stopped at customs because I only had $20. And they're wondering what in the world I'm going to do with $20, you know, being there for a year. So I think about that and how ridiculous that sounds now. But sometimes, even when things sound ridiculous and out of just completely out of the ordinary, we take those steps of faith and we do it anyway. And that's what I did. I did it anyway. And I went to live with my sister, and I couldn't work because I was an American. And so she supported me because I only had $20. So anyway, while I was there, she had a boyfriend that actually bought a sailboat, and he was on it. He was an Air Force guy, and his friend was also in the Air Force, and they decided to buy this boat, the sailboat, and take it on a maiden voyage because they were going to sail back to America when they got out of the Air Force. And so their maiden voyage was across the North Sea, and they said they needed a cook. They needed somebody to cook for them, and I didn't have anything to do. So as naive as I was, and this is their main voyage, we sailed across the North Sea. And I tell my kids that today. I have 6 children, and I tell them that I did that, and they can't really believe that I did it. You know, I do have pictures to prove it, though, so it is kind of funny. But anyway, we found out that the North Sea was actually one of the wildest waters in the world. We didn't know that when we set out across the sea until later. But I knew these Air Force guys, they were really equipped in safety and security, and they were rescue people. So I knew that if anything happened, they would know what to do. And that kind of gave me a little bit of peace. But as ridiculous as it was, we sailed across the North Sea. And in the middle of the night, one night, we all had to take different turns. I think it was a 2-hour watch at a time. And we were at the helm and steering the boat. And of course, I'd never been on a sailboat before. And this was the middle of the night. So I'm taking my turn while these two guys slept. And in the middle of the night, there was a storm that came up, and the waves were just raging, and I was scared to death. And I was so scared, I couldn't even yell for help. And you know, it happened just slowly. And so before I knew it, all of a sudden the sailboat was just being tossed back and forth. And these two guys that were sound asleep actually fell out of their beds because the waves were so rough. And of course, when they came up and found me holding the stern, whatever it was, the helm, they were really, telling me, "Oh, you should have called for help or whatever." But I was just too scared. But I felt in that moment that God spoke something to me, and I'll never forget it. He said, "Hold on, hold steady. I will bring you through." And it gave me peace in the midst of the storm. And we made it through. And we made it over to Germany, Holland, and let's see, Germany, Holland, and another one. Can't remember now, but anyway, we made it across the North Sea. And because we made it across, even in the midst of the storm, we knew that we could make it back. And we did. And there wasn't a storm on the way back, so I was very grateful for that. But when God spoke to me, hold on, hold steady, I will bring you through. I've thought of that over the years with other storms that I've been involved with, you know, been a part of, where the storm seems to be raging. I'm in this whirlwind of life experiences and I don't know what to do. And I'm reminded of that. Hold on, hold steady. I will bring you through. And I believe there are people here today that are on this Zoom call that need to hear that. Just hold on. Hold steady. Don't give up. God is holding your hand and he might be lifting you up and carrying you because your storm is raging around you, but he will never leave you. He is right beside you. He is going to bring you through this storm. And so I hope that is an encouragement to you as much as it was to me. I made it through that raging waters and back. And now, you know, 40 years later, I'm telling the story. And that has just really ministered to me over the many, many years that God has never left me or forsaken me. He's always been there with me. Sometimes when we're in the middle of the storm, we need to make a declaration. And that declaration is telling ourselves what we believe in. And this is a declaration. And you can say this, as I say it, you can just kind of say it with me. It says, I will not be afraid. Whatever you're going through, I will not be afraid. I will trust in God to help me through. I will trust in God to help me as I walk through the doors he has opened to me. I will take courage because even if I falter, I know God is right there to pick me up. So whatever kind of declaration that you need to say to encourage your heart, sometimes it's just declaring that, declaring who God is. Declaring that God will never leave you. And it helps put peace in the midst of your heart that is in this storm because you know in your head, but now it is in your heart because you're experiencing the peace of God as you really declare his word over you. So what door may be opening for you right now? What are the possibilities if you walk through the door? And what regrets do you have if you don't? I know I can think of many regrets because I haven't walked through the door. And yet the possibilities, even going to England, I had an amazing experience being able to travel and sail and meet people being in a different country. And I will never have that opportunity again. Not like that. You know, and so we don't want to live with regrets. But to step out in faith, only with $20, and do something that seemed impossible at the time, but yet God made everything possible, and he provided a safe place for me to return to, and he was with me every step of the way. I wasn't afraid in the going, in the stepping out. It was exciting, but it was an unknown that many people don't. Want to step out in the unknown because they are afraid. But what are the possibilities if you do? And what is God speaking to you about where he said to Peter, come? Come. Peter got to walk on water. Peter got to experience a supernatural happening in his life, an experience that none of us have ever been able to do. And yet Peter had that experience because he obeyed that command to come and let God just be there with him. You know, with one word, Jesus can calm the storm. He can do that. That's how powerful he is. And he has done that. So in one word, Jesus can calm the storm in your life, whatever that is. But maybe he wants you to take courage. He wants you to be strong and courageous. And go through the storm and experience him being with you in that storm. Sometimes we have crossroads in our lives or obstacles. In the crossroads, which way do I go? Where do I turn? What do I do? And yet God is going to lead you exactly down the right path. You just let him hold your hand and you hold on to his hand and he will guide you. And then sometimes those obstacles are just absolutely impossible. But remember, God can speak to the storm, say, peace, be still, in the middle of the raging impossibilities of life. And yet, sometimes he wants you to go through the storm, as I already said, and realize that God is there with you in that impossibility and see you go through it and experience the peace that God gives you and even the joy on the other side as he's with you in the midst of that storm. Seeing the Lord beside you helps us not only to believe that we can see the other side, but even taste victory. You know, when I was in that sailboat, I remember being in the North Sea, in the middle of the sea, and I couldn't see land anywhere. And even as I say this, I still can't believe that I actually did this, but it really is a true story. I couldn't see land, and it was, I don't remember how many hours, it was more than a day, we could not see land. And then all of a sudden, there was land. And the possibility, all of a sudden, we could see the victory. We could taste the victory because there was land. We could see the other side. But there's that space where you can't see the other side. You can't see the victory. So you hold on. You hold steady and you let God take you through that storm, whatever that is, because you will taste the victory on the other side. So what storm are you facing? And where do you need to be courageous? You know, it's interesting that God tells us to take courage. Take courage. It's something that we take, we grab hold of. And as we take that step of faith, I believe we take courage. Maybe God wants you to take courage in that storm right now. So what would God be telling you as he is right there beside you in the midst of your storm? He might be saying, do not be afraid. I am with you. He might be saying, take courage. You can do this. And he might be saying, hold on. Hold steady. I will bring you through. So I believe that every person that has come to this live event today is here for a reason, that God wants to minister to you. And so I would really like to pray as we close, because obviously you wouldn't be here if you weren't going through some kind of storm or know somebody that's going through a storm. And so I would like to close this time in prayer and just pray a blessing over you, if you would do that with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the opportunity to be a part of everyone's lives in this way. And I ask that you would truly be the peace in the midst of their storms that they're walking through right now. I thank you, Lord, that you will never leave us or forsake us, that you are always with us, even when we can't see the other side. Even when we can't see, the victory is right there to be had. Help us to hold on and hold steady and not give up. Help us to believe that as we put our faith and our trust in you, that you will never leave us. You are always with us. Lord, I pray for those that right now are in this whirlwind of life, that you be the peace in the midst of the storm right now. You would just deposit a measure of peace in their heart and their mind. And they would walk away from this with this sense of victory is at hand. And that this sense of accomplishment, that they are going to have courage and do what you've asked them to do because you're asking them to come. And if there is someone that is listening, that is hearing this right now, that is just in this place of saying yes to God because you are calling them to come, Just know that there is a supernatural event that is waiting to be had, waiting to experience, just like Peter walking on water. That is for you. That is so exciting, so exhilarating at the same time. And Jesus won't let you falter, just like he grabbed Peter's hand and lifted him out of the water. We just thank you and we praise you, Lord, for you're so good. We love you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, I pray that this has been an encouragement to you. And I would love to see you next month, or if you'd like to contact me, you can do that as well. And God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.